You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
Marco.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I've been better.
Yeah, I've been a little bit... That's just life, saying everyone needs to... No, I feel a little bit delicate today, but apart from that, I'm all right. You know, as this is the last episode of the year...
Yes.
It'll be good to just kind of do like a little roundup of the year. And just kind of, yeah, talk about our reflections on the year and things like that. So, yeah, do you wanna start us off?
January was my birthday. February was Valentine's Day. March, Bob knows, happened also. Was it March?
My birthday happened
in
March.
No. Something else has to be March. Something more important. Anyway.
Eve Coleman's birthday's in March.
What did I do this year? Bought a house. Fuck you, what a waste of money.
That's a good advert there for buying a house. That's a good endorsement there.
Fuck you, just cost money, man. That's it really. I ain't really done much other than that.
We only got to March there.
April, don't know. May, don't know. June.
You went to Ibiza in June.
Fuck you.
Because we were there around the same time.
There you go. June. Met Wayne Rooney. Yeah, Pasha is the best place on earth. I was poorly from drinking too much. So I did see Lewis from about fucking a mile away on top of the building.
Yeah, you were in your bedroom. I was on a rooftop bar.
Hey!
And I was like... So we did see each other, just not in the most orthodox way.
Because he was at Gordon Ramsay's house kitchen?
I went to house kitchen, yes.
That was on top of the... No, then you went to the Unexpected Hotel, didn't it? The Ushware?
Yeah.
Ushware Hotel. So I was supposed to come out. Then you won a fucking bottle... at a random club, and I said, oh, let's go, and you're like, nah, shit. Remember?
Yeah.
So he actually turned me down.
Anyway.
So I was, none of my friends were going out, they were all poorly, so I was like, Lewis has just won a free tag. Well, let's go, Lewis. Oh, nah. July, what happens in July? Nothing. Or July, is it August after July?
It is August after July, yeah. That's how the month works.
Did I go, I'll be here again in August?
I think you might have done.
No, September. August, fuck all. September, went to Ibiza again. A lot more chilled because still recovering from the first one, to be fair. October. Oh shit, went to Toulouse in March. That was the thing that was more important, I think. Yeah.
Cool.
Toulouse, yeah. Right. Went to Galway in November. October did fuck all. Do anything for October?
I don't know either, to be honest.
No, I've been quite chill this year.
And then here we are.
Yeah, Galway's good. Went to buy a cladder ring. You know, I went into the shop. I haven't said this. Went into the shop, and I was like, oh, I need to test out what size my hands are. I think I'm a J or a Y or something. Fuck knows. So, oh, can I have that one? I was like, I want a gold one, not a silver one. Bear in mind, Dave has a silver one, so I was like, no, I don't want silver, I want a gold one. She gets it out, tries it on me. I'm like, right, oh, yeah, it's just gets past that, but sits nicely there. I was like, yeah, so I'll have it. Just €790. Wow. What? Should be deadly serious. I was like, I went online, saw the exact same one, like £60. I thought,
ooh. But was the one you saw online real?
It was gold plated, so it wasn't as much gold as that might have been pure gold, but I thought, fucking hell. Other than that, overall year, I'd give it a solid 6. Went to Ewan McVicar, 5 hours of raving in Hackney the other day. That was good.
Nice. Did you say you'll give the year 5 out of 10?
Yeah. Okay. 5 out of 10 year. Bought a house. If I didn't buy a house, it would probably be a very bad year. No, actually, I'll be fair. Let me reconsider. 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, that's marginally better. Nice.
Yeah.
So I at the end of last year, I kind of was quite reflective. I did get quite reflective at the end of the year and stuff. And I, on New Year's Eve last year, I wrote myself a letter. Didn't know how long it was going to be or anything. I didn't have a set structure. Ended up being 6 pages of A4.
Fucking hell, man.
Right? Because for me, the previous 2 years, so like 2023, 2024, haven't been the best, you know. So I think I was just kind of like reflecting on all of that. And then I went to my granddad's down the road and I burnt the letter. And then I wrote myself a second letter, which is in the envelope. But that's a lot shorter. And I think I think what I did is 25 things I want to achieve in 2025. So
oh, shit.
There are going to be some things on there that I probably haven't achieved, but that's okay. I'll just roll it over to the next year. There are going to be things on there I have achieved. But I remember saying last year, and Becky was with me last year for New Year's, and I think I remember saying in the house, I'm going into this year with a better mindset, mm-hmm. like a more positive mindset. And I will say, honestly, this year for me has been, on a whole, a pretty good year. Like, there have obviously been a few moments where there have been a few pitfalls and things like that, but I've not allowed those things to, like, affect my whole, like, year.
Yeah.
I've done some pretty cool things this year. Like, you know, I mean, the biggest thing for me is starting therapy. And I think everyone, whoever you are, should do therapy. I think it's just nice to talk to someone who's not your friend or family or whatever mm-hmm. about things that are going on. That's a big one. Obviously, I'd put it off for so long, but it was quite good that I've done it, and it's changed my, like, perspective on how I see things. Obviously, I've been to really cool places. I went to Brazil in April, which was really nice. Been to Ibiza, which was really lovely. But just, like, even personal stuff, like development and stuff, I obviously booked my first professional acting role this year. Yeah. I know it hasn't been shown anywhere
yet.
But it was cool to have at least had that booked, been on a set, you know, gone through all of that process and stuff. So that was really cool. Obviously, it was a big goal of mine anyway to get to that point, so that's cool. What else? Oh, this work thing that I was mentioning just then, it's like we've got this scheme at work where it's like a development scheme where there are 10 people on the cohort, and it's like a whole year-long thing from Jan to Jan.
Mm.
And basically, you do different sessions, and you get like a training budget where you can literally use that for anything. If you wanted to go to a conference, or if you wanted to, like, we've got campuses abroad, so if you wanted to go to a different campus in a different country, or things like that.
Abroad?
Other people who have done this same scheme in the past have, like, made trips.
And you're just telling us this now?
I only found out about it, like, last week.
You need to go work in Dubai or
But it's
China.
Not like I'll go and work there long term. Like
you yeah,
get,
that's fine.
You get a 3 month secondment as part of this whole thing, but then as part of that, you can also use your training budget for kind of like whatever you want to use it for. So I think I will probably go over and try and work in Dubai or something. See what it's like out there. Maybe.
And you've kept that fucking secret.
Well, I knew this was happening, so I was like, I'll mention that on the podcast.
Did you know?
As I say,
that's
like
a big
week.
Thing.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
It's pretty good. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, there have been these little wins throughout the year.
Little win. That's a good. That's a big win.
Yeah. I mean, I'm intrigued to see what the program actually is and what it entails. We've only been given information for now. Like,
yeah.
We have the first
surface level. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we've got the first like actual introduction session on the 14th of Jan. So I'll kind of get a better picture of like what I'll be doing, the sessions I'll be doing, what I can use the training budget for, all of this, all of that. So that's pretty cool. I said to my therapist in one of the sessions, I was like, you know, your 20s are a bit of a rough time, I think, for anyone. I think anyone can say that. But I would say that this year has been the first year of my 20s where I've gone, oh, it's actually not been terrible. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've gotten to this point in the year, and it's been a very reflective year for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed to reflect on a lot of different things, again, personally, professionally, this, that, and the other. And I'm going to get to the end of this year. I'll read that little letter to myself. I'll kind of be like, okay, cool, tick off the things that I've done, roll over the things I haven't done. But I'm not, I don't think I'm going to get to the end of the year and be sad, because it's like,
unless you open a letter and you haven't done any of them.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things that you have done that you didn't want to say.
That's the thing. So I think maybe then when I write the letter for next year, I'll be like, okay, think about the things that maybe you might not
or considered last time.
Yeah. And like maybe put those on. So yeah, I genuinely think it's been a pretty decent year for me this year. I've had a really nice year. As I say, there have been moments where I've been like, this pissed me off, that's upset me, this has happened, that's happened, but I think that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about how I've dealt with them. Whereas in the past, I would say probably more minor things would have happened.
Yeah.
And I've had a major reaction to it. Whereas this year, I'm not saying major things have happened, but, you know, things have happened and I've kind of gone, okay, I can acknowledge that thing has happened.
Yeah.
Let me just take a moment to acknowledge how I feel and then just go, things are going to be okay again at some point. It might take a day, it might take 2 days, it might take an hour. But I think therapy's helped me get to that point and actually understand how to deal with emotions better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a pretty decent year. And I think that slight change in mindset at the start of the year
has helped.
So I'm going to go into the next year and go,
be more positive.
Cool. I had a really good year this year. Long may it continue. Let me keep this positive mindset. But also, if things do happen, they'll happen and we'll let them happen and we'll let the chips fall as they may. But things are going to be okay. Like, you know, and I do think that had I just changed my mindset slightly in previous years, it would have been better. But again, you know, we've all gone through loads of different things and it's about how we handle things. And I just don't think I've managed to handle things properly in the past. But obviously, therapy's helped a lot this year. So, yeah. Like I'm in a decent position in terms of.
So shout out to the therapist.
Shout out to the therapist. I'm not going to name drop you, but you know who you are.
Baddie or not baddie?
Baddie, absolute baddie.
Female, male.
Female. Bad girl. Also, she like does dancing on the side. She's very pretty, very beautiful woman. And I
think I need to see her.
I'm a fair, yeah. But no, it's just been good. It's been a good year. So yeah, I'm happy.
Out of 10.
Oh, God, yeah, out of 10. Honestly, probably about an 8. Genuinely about an 8 out of 10.
Well, that's high.
Yeah. And again, I think it's just because...
You actually seem happy, though. Cause...
Like, I've noticed it in myself. Yeah, somewhat well-adjusted. I've noticed it in myself. And even, like, my parents, like, when I've gone and walked to them and stuff, in the past, they've been like, how are you? And I've been like, yeah, I'm fine. And they've been like, you're not. Like, and we can tell that you're not. But there have been times this year where they've gone, how are you? And I've been like, yeah, I'm fine. And they're like, yeah, we can tell you actually fine. Like, you know, nothing major's going on or anything. Like, I'm genuinely fine. And yeah, I think my dad told me once, was like, you just look like
more radiant. Yeah,
look more radiant. And even in terms of like, you know, I didn't mention this before, but the gym. I know the last few months have been a bit up and down.
Just to say, it's a bit down.
Yeah, but I would say for the most part this year, I've been really consistent with the gym, and it's like the most consistent I've ever been at the gym. And again, I'm very proud of myself for that.
You've done everything right this year. You've eaten better, therapy, gone to the gym. You've kept yourself more busy than just...
Yeah, really looked after yourself.
Yeah. And I think, again, like, that slight change in my mindset at the start of the year has been like, these things are for a good reason. Like, at the start of the year, it was so hard, like, the start of Jan to get out of bed, in the cold, in the dark, to go to the gym. But it was like...
Now you're at the gym at fucking 3 o'clock, man.
Yeah, well, I've adjusted to like to that lifestyle now. That it's like at the start of the year, I had to say to myself, "This is for a good cause. It's gonna be good. Like in a few months' time, you'll thank yourself for doing this." And don't get me wrong, I get tired, and you know, I don't want to be at the gym at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. But I'd rather if I wake up, if I can't sleep, and I wake up in the night, and I go, I've got two options here. I can either lie here, pissed off, trying to get back to sleep. Which probably isn't going to work. I might get more tired. Or I can use this time to go, let me go and do, even if it's just like a mini workout at the gym, come back, then I'll be more tired and I'll probably be able to fall asleep then before my alarm goes off.
Yeah.
So yes, it is a little bit crazy that I'm in the gym at that time, but there is kind of method to my madness.
Are there people in there as well?
Only a few. Like, that's fucking like, I think people start to arrive at that gym, like I call them the early morning crew.
Yeah.
From about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Is when like, and you see the same people all the time. Like every morning, I walk past this same guy, and it's like, you know, he's on the same machines, I'm doing the same things, and yeah. But there are people there, just not that many.
Mm.
And then it starts getting more busy from, what do we say, like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I could never do that. Do you know what? When it gets like after work, I feel like I need to. I haven't actually done anything on my day, even if I've gone to the gym before. So I'll stay up late, and then I'll.
See,
you can go to bed early, can't you?
Yeah, I guess for me. I know how tired I sometimes get after work. So logically in my head, it's like, if I get the gym done early morning, then I can go to work or work from home or whatever, finish the day and then go, I don't need to do anything else. Just, if I want to go for a walk, if I want to do this or that, I can, but I don't need to do anything else. I can just sit here, guilt-free, watching TV, doing this, doing that. And I know that if I said to myself, I'll go after work, I won't do it because I'll get home. And I'll take my clothes off and I'll sit down on the sofa and then I'll be like, oh, actually, I'm comfortable here. I don't want to move. So, again, another reason why I go in the morning is because it's like, I won't do it in the evening. And I have to find a balance of when I'm kind of the most active and the most able to do it.
Is before.
It's before work. And it kind of, allows me to kind of have that time after work to go, I can chill now.
I bet you're more alert as well. What should you do?
Yeah, I sometimes do feel that, especially when I go to the gym before I go into work into the office, I I do feel a lot more like, switched okay, on. Cool. I can get my emails done. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. Don't get me wrong. By like 2-3 o'clock, I'm a bit like, okay.
Flagging.
I'm a bit sluggish now, but I also know at that point, there's only a couple of hours left.
Yeah.
I'll go home and just chill. So that's another reason why I choose to go at that time. But yeah, I just like it. And I've done a lot more walking this year. I enjoy walking a lot.
Laziest way to move that is by car.
What? Walking?
Oh, I think, yeah.
I love walking. For me, again, it's more just like, it's a mental health thing. Cause it's like, okay, let me get some fresh air. Let me put some music in or whatever.
One of the podcasts we used to do, we used to like, do like a walk, you know. Was it, where was it? Oh, we said we were going to do
it. Was it Malvern?
Nah. It was, was it Malvern? We're supposed to walk somewhere. We ain't done it.
Oh. We'll roll that over into next year.
No, there's still time.
There is still time. To be fair. I break up from work on Friday.
Ben Nevis. Not Ben Nevis. Where was it?
Oh, Ben Nevis does ring a bell.
That's the actual mountain there, isn't it? The Peak District, Lake District, one of them.
One of the, it rings a
trumpet. Yeah, somewhere there.
But yeah, I mean, there's still time.
Still time.
But again, I think it's about not beating yourself up about not doing things, which again, I've done in the past where this year, yes, I've been consistent at the gym, but there have been times I've woken up and gone, I don't want to go this morning. Yeah. And whereas maybe last year I would have gone, oh, I can't believe I haven't gone to the gym. Like, that's so, like, why have you done that for? You're never going to lose. I've just gone, okay, I haven't gone to the gym this morning. That's okay. You can try and go tomorrow, or you can try and go later, or you can, you know, it's missing one or two or whatever days isn't going to completely set me back, and I need to be kinder to myself. And I think that's been a big part of it as well.
Sometimes your body just naturally needs it.
Yeah. You know? Like, there are days where I've just woken up and been like, I'm so tired, I just need to rest right now. It's going to be more counterintuitive if I go to the gym, go there and be like, I'm not actually putting any effort, like I'm just half-assed in this. Whereas if I know that I've rested, if I then choose to go to the gym a bit later on, it's like, okay, I'm well rested.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do it, and I'll do it to the full capacity. So yeah. Yeah.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, yeah, for me.
6 and long may it continue. Yes.
And yeah, I do kind of want to, you know, look into the future. I want to kind of up my presence on social media a little bit. I want to do a bit more in terms of like
individual
stuff, but like, yeah, maybe more on my TikTok and more on like YouTube and things like that. I've got a couple of video ideas in mind for what I want to do for YouTube.
Lewis tries.
Yeah, Reese has suggested that I might do a thing on TikTok where it's like I try different things. For context, I was given a Secret Santa present the other day from Danny, and she bought me two things. She bought me like that music game where it's like you have to guess the song, but it's like all jumbled up or something. Yeah. And then a random present, she got me pickled onion flavoured Munster Munch mayonnaise, of which I was like,
oh,
okay, not necessarily something that I would buy for myself, but I'll give it a try. And then Reese is like, why don't you try it now? I was like, oh, I don't really know how I'm going to feel about this. It's not the worst. We have got a video of it. It's not the worst. It has a bit of a tang to it afterwards. Like there's a weird tangy aftertaste. But I feel like on a wrap with like chicken and salad and things like that, a little bit of it probably isn't going to be terrible. So right. I then might try other things that I haven't tried. So like that's one of them. I might try, I don't know, sprouts. I don't eat sprouts. No, I don't like sprouts, but I might try it in a different way and see if I like it. Like, I don't know. I've got to come up with things that I want to try, but
World's hottest chili, yeah. World's hottest Dorito.
The thing is, I actually am alright with spice, but I think chili spice like that is gonna fuck me up.
Yeah, that's what's good content. Cinnamon challenge as well.
Oh god, don't bring back cinnamon challenge. God, that's affected. I don't know if you probably didn't watch this YouTuber, but there was one YouTuber that did it with a fucking ladle.
Is that black lady?
Yeah, Glozell.
Yeah.
And she did it with a ladle. And still to this day, she's got like a bad cough. Yeah. She's still got like a bad cough because she put so much cinnamon in the mouth. And I just feel like it's not a good.
No.
Not a good challenge. And then who was it that was talking about the salt and ice challenge the other day? Someone was talking about the salt and ice challenge the other day.
That leaves you a scar, doesn't it, that one?
Yeah, it's a third degree burns. It's, again, it was such
remember
a
remember the inhaler?
No.
Oh, dude. Inhaler. So you used to put it on your hand and just keep pressing it and you'd get like a
burn. Oh, I guess it's cold air, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I think all those challenges back in the day, it was fun to watch them as like an observer, but I was like, I don't want to get involved in
We've partnered with Old Glory, a family-owned business that brings you officially licensed merchandise across music, sports, entertainment and pop culture, with over 300,000 items to choose from.
From graphic tees, hoodies and hats, Old Glory has the highest quality gear featuring the world's most iconic bands and sports teams.
Music fans can shop merch from legends like The Beatles, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, The Rolling Stones, Metallica and so many more.
Sports fans, you'll find your official NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB and NCAA garms to rep your favourite teams.
And it doesn't stop there. Old Glory also has unique products inspired by movies, TV shows and lifestyle brands. Whether you're hunting for the perfect gift or treating yourself, there's something for everyone. Visit oldglory.com and use our code TIMETOTALKPOD for an exclusive 15% off any order. Do you guys like cookies? Do you guys like unforgettable artisan crafted cookies? Because if you do, then you should check out Molly B's. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry with no cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavours, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount with the promo code TIMETOTALKPOD for an exclusive 10% off any purchase over at www.mollybees.com. That's mollybz.com.
Yeah, I want to kind of do more and kind of be more present on social media and stuff. So yeah, it's all...
You need 10,000 TikTok people, don't you?
To start getting
money.
Yeah, to be monetized. But I want to kind of do it naturally. I feel like it's...
How far away are you?
I think I'm on like 6,800 now. So not too far away, but it's quite... It's been quite nice that it's been a gradual, like, a nice natural...
What happens, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have one video that's going to pop off again, and then that'll lead people going to look at the other ones. And because you've been consistent, they'll be like, follow. And then suddenly you're fucking 100k plus.
Because like, that's all that's happened. Like, for me, it wasn't... I never used to be as consistent posting on TikTok, but you put out literally one viral video can...
Change your life, man.
I'm still getting likes to this day.
Of you and
on the video. No. On the video that I posted in Feb, of me on the train, I'm still getting likes.
Burst out laughing.
Yeah. I think it's got like over 10 million views now on that, which is crazy to think.
So, what happens, say, now if you become monetized? Do you get backdated pay or something? Or is it from that point?
I would assume it's probably from the point that you get like, that you get all the ticks. I don't think they'll backdate it. Especially not like my first viral video was in like 2021, I think. I don't think they'd backdate it that far. So I think it is probably from the point that you get the followers and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's. I think if I am more consistent and I do these little things, then I think I will end up getting that 10k.
Imagine that by the end of next year, you're an actual influencer.
I would like.
And you've
that.
Quit your job because you're making enough money from content.
I don't think it'll be to that point yet, but right. I would like to think that by this time next year, if I am consistent, I'd like to have kind of started to become a bit more of a well known person.
Because if you think about it, if you say make an on average say 2 to 2.5 grand a month influencing, you don't need a job.
I mean, that would be...
You know what I'm saying?
That would be great. I don't think it's going to happen in a year. Obviously, never say never.
How long have you been doing it for, though? Since 2021? So it's not just a year. Remember that.
True, but I wasn't consistent back then.
You've still been present, you know what I'm saying?
True. But, yeah, I mean, as I say, maybe this time next year, I'd like to be at the point where people start to maybe go, oh, he's... You know,
he's Lewis Troop.
He's... God, not him again. Like, he's someone that I recognise from online or things like that. Oh, he's got a presence on social media, all of that stuff.
What would you prefer? Rich or famous?
See, this is a...
Because I think you just want to be famous. You don't really care about being rich.
It's a little bit of both. I think if you'd asked me this maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have said famous, without a shadow of a doubt. But I don't know if I necessarily... I would obviously like to be notable. I'd like to be someone. But I don't know if I want the levels of fame where I can't walk down the street. Like, I've always said I want to be, this year I've said I want to be soap opera famous, where...
Emmerdale.
Yeah, where I'm recognised by people, but I can still go to the shop and, like, do a food shop and not be, like, accosted. But I've got, like, people going, oh, I really liked you in that episode of this, or things like that. So yeah. I'm notable, but not to the point where it's like, I can't leave this fucking house. Yeah, and obviously I'd like to be rich, but I think, I see money comes and goes, doesn't it? Like, you can be rich as anything one day, and then something could happen, and you could have no money at all the next day.
Yeah.
So I think it's always been like I don't need to be rich, because what is rich?
Yeah. You know?
But yeah, I would like to be someone, but I don't know if I wanted to be like as famous as I always thought I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And especially if I do end up getting like more acting jobs, like in commercial and stuff, if people start to like see my face on things, I'm like, oh, I recognize him from TikTok, and oh, he was on that advert. Any final thoughts?
Not really, no. I hope everyone has a good Christmas and a new year.
What he said. I hope everyone has a good Christmas and New Year, and
fucking copy me, man.
I am excited to bring out more videos and have more of a presence on social media in the future. The immediate future. Becky, any final thoughts?
It's been fun.
It's been real. Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for supporting us this year. And see you all on the next one.
Bye.
Try.
Get me the fuck out of here.